بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We're discussing the chapter in regards to barakat, blessings in business, and those amal that will draw the barakat and blessings from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Yesterday we discussed number 5, discharging of zakat. The point after number 6, business in the early part of the morning. Business in the early part of the morning, that is after sunrise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, O Allah, grant blessings to my ummah in the first part of the day. O Allah, grant blessings to my ummah in the first part of the day. Sakhr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the narrator of this hadith, was a trader. He used to dispatch his goods in the first part of the day, as a result of which he earned great profit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, after performing Salatul Fajr, do not close the door of sustenance by sleeping. After performing Fajr, do not close the door of sustenance by sleeping. Choose the morning to seek sustenance and fulfill your need, for there is blessings and benefit in the morning. The next narration, sleeping in the morning deprives one of sustenance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited sleeping before the rising of the sun. So there are numerous narrations and ahadith in regards to the barakat in the first part of the morning, that is after Fajr Salah, after sunrise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated times in the day where Allah ta'ala has placed barakat. One is the time for the amal, the rights of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Once those rights are fulfilled, and then comes the rights of the banda himself, and the rights of the makhluk and the family. So very importantly, ulama mentioned, we wake up in the morning, start making niyats for the day. We find most of the ahadith kitabs, they start with the hadith of innama al-amalu bin niyat wa innama likulli mri'in ma nawa. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that all a'mal, all actions are based upon the intentions. Person makes the intention, the amal is based upon that. Like how we find a person says that you have to stand on your own 2 feet and you can't fall from the sky. You have to work. We say these things, open the shop, get a degree, do some kaam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open your rosy for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain you. Allah ta'ala has a system. The same way when it comes to the spiritual world. The spiritual world dominates the physical world. So in the spiritual world is a way how to get from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that all your a'mal are based upon your intentions. Wa innama likulli mri'in ma nawa, whatever a person intends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him accordingly. So for a believer, a mu'min, his entire life is based upon niyats, intentions. Once he wakes up in the morning, the mind is activated. What are the a'mal for the day? So he makes all the intentions already. This will draw and pull everything from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As soon as he wakes up in the motions, reliving himself, making wuzu, miswak, changing up, he's making intentions in his heart. That today, ya Allah, I will do all those a'mal that will please you, and I will refrain from all those a'mal that will displease you. General intention. So already he activated it. He made the intention. Then to become more specific, he knows his weaknesses for the day. Ya Allah, today I will read so many baras Quran, so much of dhikr I will make, get all my salah wa takbir awla, safi awwal, with the first takbir in the first saf, in the masjid, behind the imam. So he's making all these intentions of do's, what I will do for the day. Then my akhlaq, a'mal, my social interaction, business dealings, he's making all the intentions. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, now you made the intention, the amal will be placed upon your intention, Allah ta'ala will give you accordingly. And ya Allah, I won't do this certain amal for the day which will displease you. Then he goes into more detail, whether it's my eyes I have a problem, whether my tongue, my akhlaq, my character, whether my hands, whatever it may be. Now he's making the intentions, and Allah ta'ala will treat him according to his intentions. This is the life of a believer. Every day he's planning for his qabr. Not he's planning for next month, or the following month, or next year. And planning for the day, he's making the intention already. And as he makes the intentions, and how Ajib ulama explain, You see, the friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, as they get older, they get dearer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They get closer to Allah. Although they can't do so much of a'mal as they were in the younger days. But how come in the older age, then the sincerity matures, the a'mal mature, they hardly can do much, their backs aren't as straight as it was when they were younger, the salah can't be as long as it was when they were younger, they can't go out in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala as they used to before. But the ulama say that they get closer and dearer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala because of the strong intentions. Yalla, if I had the energy, if I had the courage and the power, I would have done so much and so much and so much. Just on their pure intentions, they get so close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So intentions have a big play and role in the life of a believer. So a person makes the intentions from the morning. As he makes the intentions already, and there should be in those intentions also a slot for my a'mal. Not that it will happen for the day. When I get time, I'll read my Quran. If I get time, I'll make dhikr. Allah Ta'ala made the tongue for his dhikr. Allah Ta'ala made the body to bend, to bow, to go into prostration. Allah Ta'ala made these joints for salah. Allah Ta'ala did not make it now for the cycling and the pedal and all the sports. Allah Ta'ala made it for his ibadat. But I'm not using it accordingly. So I have to make these intentions that this lot after Asr to Maghrib, after Fajr to the sunrise, Ya Allah, it's only for you. Now once he makes the intentions, then ulama say put a seal on the intention. What is the seal? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He made all the intentions driving to the masjid, then he recites la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no might, there's no strength, there's no power in the entire universe to do any good, to refrain from any evil besides from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He put a seal, Allah says, done. You made the deal already. And how it will happen, but he's sincere. And how it will happen, he plans his day accordingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen. So all the amal he intends for the day. And together with that also, the amal of the masjid, Allah, today is my gush, this weekend will be the 3 days. All the intentions he makes them, between him and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And how the time will come, Allah will open the way for him to do this amal, because he's making the intention, and Allah ta'ala wants him to do it. From Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's side, there's no reservation that you shouldn't do it. From Allah ta'ala's side, that you should do it. So here also, when it comes to a person's sustenance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it in the early part of the morning. There's a riwayat also mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one day after performing salatul fajr, then he goes to the house of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he finds her taking a rest after salatul fajr. She performed the salah, she was lying down. So he tapped her with his mubarak foot and he woke up and he said, oh Fatima, don't miss the time of your sustenance being distributed. This is the time to get your sustenance from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for a believer also, the first sustenance is a spiritual sustenance. Ya Allah, we've come for that first. I want the spiritual sustenance from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is the ma'rifat of Allah, recognition of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, oh Allah, grant blessings to my ummah in the first part of the day. And this Fajr Salah time is a very special time. Kan inna Quran al-Fajri kana mashhuda. The time of Fajr Salah, this is when the malaika are present. They change shifts at Subh Sadiq. It's a new day. And then there are two special malaika that are sent down. And they make dua, Allahumma aati munfiqan khalafan. Ya Allah, the person who spends in the path of Allah, Ya Allah, you grant him a return. Ya Allah, the one that spends his wealth, his time in the service of deen, Ya Allah, you replace it. And Ya Allah, that person who withholds, does not do it, then Ya Allah, you destroy his wealth. Doesn't want to give in the path of Allah, whether his wealth, his health, his time, he doesn't make the intention, I don't want to do it. So they make dua, Ya Allah, destroy him and destroy his wealth also. It's a very special time in the morning. So Nabi Ali salatu wasalam made dua for the first part of the day, and Sakhar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his sahabi, he says that he was a trader. And based upon this hadith, he used to dispatch his goods in the first part of the day, as a result of which he earned great profit. So this is the time Allah ta'ala opens the door to sustenance, and the person who doesn't take advantage of this time and he goes to sleep, then he deprives himself of his sustenance. With this also ulama say, if a person is genuinely tired, he is tired, then he may lie down also. Many a person sometimes after Fajr Salah, he wants to make his dhikr of Quran tirawat, but very tired. Somebody asked Hakim Maqtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, sometime after Fajr, I want to make my dhikr, but I'm very tired. But I'm sitting and I'm making the dhikr of Allah. But that 100 times I'm saying La ilaha illallah, every time I say La ilaha, I fall asleep. So 100 times I only say La ilaha. I don't say illallah. So better you go and sleep away. Because to make the dhikr of Allah, you need strength. You need the energy. So better you take, is it haram to take rest at that time? If a person genuinely is tired, then he should lie down thereafter. Otherwise he should plan himself, sleep early, wake up early. Now I have the strength to worship Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah.